Autumn and Introduction. For many of us, autumn, or as the Americans would say, fall, is the season of mixed emotions. Summer's long days are replaced by a chill in the air. The colours on the trees and fields ripen to warmer hues, and the harvest is brought safely home. Yet with this bounty, there is the knowledge that nature is turning her attention to the harder, colder winter months ahead. Our collection of poems amplifies this balance between the loss of summer and the gain of the harvest, with wonderful poems by such notables as Keats, Shelley, Yeats, Emily Dickinson, and Longfellow. This collection is read for you by Gisela Rowe and Gideon Wagner.
Ode to Autumn by John Keats. Season of mists and mellow fruitfulness, close bosom friend of the maturing sun, conspiring with him how to load and bless with fruit the vines that round the thatch eaves run, to bend with apples the mossed cottage trees, and fill all fruit with ripeness to the core, to swell the gourd and plump the hazel shells with a sweet kernel, to set budding more and still more later flowers for the bees, until they think warm days will never cease, for summer has o'erbrimmed their clammy cell. Who hath not seen thee oft amid thy store? Sometimes whoever seeks abroad may find thee sitting careless on a granary floor, thy hair soft lifted by the winnowing wind, or on a half-reaped furrow sound asleep, drowsed with the fume of poppies, while thy hook spares the next swathe and all its twined flowers. And sometimes, like a gleaner, thou dost keep steady thy laden head across a brook, or by a cider press, with patient look, thou watchest the last oozings, hours by hours. Where are the songs of spring? Ay, where are they? Think not of them, thou hast thy music too, while barred clouds bloom the soft dying day, and touch the stubble plains with rosy hue. Then, in a wailful choir, the small gnats mourn among the river sallows, borne aloft or sinking as the light wing lives or dies, and full-grown lambs loud bleat from hilly bourn, hedge crickets sing, and now with treble soft the redbreast whistles from a garden croft, and gathering swallows twitter in the skies.
To Autumn by William Blake. O autumn laden with fruit and stained with the blood of the grape, pass not, but sit beneath my shady roof. There thou mayest rest and tune thy jolly voice to my fresh pipe, and all the daughters of the year shall dance. Sing now the lusty song of fruit and flowers. The narrow bud opens her beauties to the sun, and love runs in her thrilling veins. Blossoms hang round the brows of morning and flourish down the bright cheek of modest eve, till clustering summer breaks forth into singing and feathered clouds strew flowers round her head. The spirits of the air live on the smells of fruit, and joy with pinions light roves round the gardens or sits singing in the trees. Thus sang the jolly autumn as he sat, then rose, girded himself, and all the bleak hills fled from our sight, but left his golden load.